A conversation for transformation home play audio. So I'd like you to get real comfortable for this one and close your eyes and tune into the challenging narrative you've chosen to work with. Your inner critic or your inner controller is always easiest to work with if you've never done this before. Imagine that you're sitting in a chair across from another one that's empty at this moment. And connect to the sense of observing and tune into the observer. Across from you, in the chair, you'll begin to see an image of your goblin show up, repeating its sabotaging narrative, and just allow it. And let it show up in any form it wants to. It could be smoke, it could be a cartoon character. A presence will make itself known that will fit perfectly in the chair, and it can be smaller or larger. And as you watch this form, be aware that that is not inside you. The source of this narrative is now across, sitting in another chair. Are you the goblin? No. Also note that this creature who's now sitting across from you, pay attention and observe that you are not this creature. The creature sits across from you. You are looking at the creature. This wounded self has been trying to protect something in you it was born from and doesn't know it's hurting you. Rather, its purpose is to keep you in the deformed reality of separation. Its job is to protect. Just allow it to have a voice and consider its job. What's it saying? Just let it talk. And recognize again that you are not this creature. You have been listening to it, though. If you don't listen to it, what's possible? At this stage, let's just get back into the observer self again and neutrally looking how much distance is between your chair and the other's chair. Just remind yourself again that you are looking at this creature, and if you are looking at the creature cannot be inside you. So now your own voice comes out of that creature. You are no longer hearing it inside you. So who are you if you are not it? How much of you is you? Can you see now how this damaged creature is who you've been listening to? You have allowed this creature to drive your bus. Thank it for its service. It's doing a job. Even if it's uncomfortable to do it, just do it. Now, as the observer, tune into your heart. Connect to Source. Imagine yourself loving this unlovable part of you that really needs you to love and acknowledge it. Ask its name. And if you can, take it out of its chair, wrap it in a pink blanket, and imagine yourself loving this creature in spite of its message, and just see it getting smaller in your arms. Are you whole? You are in charge now. Consider the concept of wholeness, love, and expansion, and then open your eyes. How much power have you inadvertently given to this wounded part of you when it's active? Think about this. The best way to practice this is whenever you feel uncomfortable or you're in a negative frame of mind, you say, who am I listening to? And practice separating this self, seeing it as outside you, and ask yourself, who am I if I am not it? What decisions, what actions, and what motives come from the you that looks at it? I'm sure it would be very, very different. You would not consider the same things as your truth when the deformed truth sits across from you. Write down your experience every time you do this, or as often as you can.